Greetings, good friends, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On June 21st, 2009, Bob Linden, celebrated host of Go Vegan Radio and recipient of the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai, launched the first ever Vegan Earth Day on the campus of Pierce College in Woodland Hills, California, USA. The event included the seminar, Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World, with guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who was unable to attend due to her busy schedule, but graciously shared her insights through a video message about society's advancement toward ideal moral values. In addition, many prominent vegans from across the United States spoke on Vegan Earth Day, including Lori Houston, the co-founder of the United States' first farmed animal sanctuary near Los Angeles, USA in 1986, and the recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. In 2005, she began Animal Acres, a nonprofit organization that provides a loving home for abused and abandoned cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys, sheep, goats, and other animals at its scenic 10-hectare facility. Ms. Houston and the Animal Acres staff conduct ongoing investigations to ensure that animal protection laws are being followed and raise awareness about kindness to animals through community outreach work and by allowing visitors to interact with Animal Acres residents. Now let's hear excerpts from Ms. Houston's Vegan Earth Day talk on farmed animals and the noble vegan lifestyle.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming out here today to be a part of this loving, compassionate festival that we have here, Vegan Earth Day. Couldn't ask for a better day. You know, in 1986, there was only one farm animal shelter. People thought the word vegan was a character on Star Trek, and there were very few organizations advocating for farm animals. Today, it has changed. There are over 25 farmed animal sanctuaries around the country. It's amazing. All of the national organizations and many, many dozens of new organizations work specifically and exclusively on farmed animals. And there is now vegetarian and vegan food options in every major supermarket in the country.
Ms. Houston next discusses the profound influence of Animal Acres residents on visitors.
Our animal ambassadors at the sanctuary make it a little bit easier for people to learn about the hard realities of meat, dairy, egg, and poultry production. It's just a little bit easier to learn about the cruelties dairy cows endure if you're getting a big old cow kiss. And even the youngest sanctuary visitor gets it if they're eating a veggie hot dog and giving a pig a belly rub. As founder of Farm Sanctuary and now founder of Animal Acres, I have seen thousands of people touched by farmed animals and then make the decision to save all farm animals by going vegan. Because more than anybody else, those of us who are involved in the direct rescue of animals know that the only way to be the change is to use the sanctuary to open people's hearts and minds to the plight of farm animals. Because every year, there are over 10 billion farm animals that are raised, transported, and slaughtered under the most cruelest, horrific conditions imaginable.
At times, Animal Acres rescues large numbers of animals at once. For example, Ms. Hughes took part in a huge rescue effort after a natural disaster in Ohio, USA.
Now, some of you may have seen the movie Peaceable Kingdom, and they showed that rescue there. Hens are raised to produce eggs. But to produce eggs, 4 to 5 hens are crammed into a cage about the size of this piece of paper, half the size of a newspaper, and they're stacked in these row after row so that there's typically 80 to 100,000 birds in a single egg warehouse. And when tornadoes hit this egg farm, which was one of the largest in the country, they had 15 million hens. overnight, 1 million of those hens became trapped in cages without food or water in demolished buildings. They knew they had a bad PR move on their hands, to say the least. So they let animal rights groups go in and rescue as many hens as we could. The rescue went on. I remember we went in there after 12 days. We kept, you know, going back, you know, filling up our vans, filling up our trucks, and then coming back. And, you know, on the last day, I was just praying. I thought, my God, animals without food and water, surely they're all going to be dead. And they weren't. After 12 days of, you know, in these demolished buildings and torn cages. And, you know, it was the last day that they were allowing us in. And, you know, I just filled up my van with 500 birds and I drove away.
We'll present more of Laurie Houston's talk on the inaugural Vegan Earth Day in California, USA, after these messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. On June 21st, 2009, the first Vegan Earth Day was held on the campus of Pierce College in Woodland Hills, California, USA. Laurie Houston, founder of the respected nonprofit animal welfare organization Animal Acres, was a speaker at this joyous event. We now bring you more excerpts from her heartfelt talk.
So whenever I'm feeling, God, you know, I just don't know if I can go on, I think about my animal teachers that I've met through working at farm sanctuaries. And one teacher I have to share with you, her name was Henny. Some of you have probably heard me tell this story. But as I mentioned, we rescued, you know, thousands of birds, and we were really full at the farm sanctuary shelters. This chicken had been found on a New York City bus. And I was like, what? You know, and it turns out she was a factory farm survivor. Somehow she ended up on a New York City bus. The driver took her to the ASPCA, and the ASPCA called us, and I was like, oh my God, you know, I have to make room for this chicken.
Hini quickly took a liking to her new residence in California.
So Henny came into my own home, and at that time my home consisted of two humans, three dogs, and two cats. Henny was just the most amazing, beautiful animal. She was incredibly friendly. She would sleep with me at night on the bed like all the other animals. She was very intelligent. She learned that the refrigerator held treats, and she would actually go peck on the refrigerator door. And most of all, Henny loved to be loved, and she gave me enormous love in return.
Ms. Houston elaborates on the significance of farm sanctuaries and their role in helping people see animals in a new loving light.
My biggest mission in life now is to teach people that farm animals are animals. And farmed animal sanctuaries provide that opportunity for people to learn and love. And I've seen over and over again that when people finally make a connection with farm animals or learn about the suffering the farm animals endure, they're shocked and appalled. And I truly believe that for the first time, people really are seeing these animals as animals. And I think that's because now for the first time, farm animals finally have their own voice. Let's face it, they can be their own best advocates. And I think the farm animal sanctuary movement has played a vital role in that.
Laurie Houston had words of encouragement for the Vegan Earth Day attendees regarding their ability to inform the public of the virtues of a vegan diet and of the need to show compassion to all animals.
And so my message here today is, please, I urge everyone to get up close and personal with a cow or pig or chicken. And you don't need to open a sanctuary. I believe that more than anybody, farm animals are their best advocates, their best storytellers. But they need you and I to tell their stories. And that's what you can do when you get to know the chickens and the farm animals. And if you let yourself be touched, you know, the farm animals will give you messages too, so that you can go out and spread the vegan message.
In the era of the internet and other high-tech communication tools, it is easy to let others know that we should always consider the welfare of animals in our decisions.
And now, with the great communication that's going on, you can take your own stories. You can tell your own henny stories. I guarantee you, you'll have them, you know, on Facebook and MySpace and Twittering. There's so many great communication methods now out there that we can tell the animal's story. You know, it took Jane Goodall to teach the world that chimpanzees are more like humans than they are other animals, non-humans. Everyone here who cares today, we need to be the Jane Goodalls for the pigs and chickens and turkeys and sheep. We need everyone who cares about farm animals to remind people that there is a face on your plate. Please help us let the farm animals encourage people to go vegan. It's wonderful to celebrate with you. Thank you.
For more about Animal Acres, please visit www.animalacres.org. We thank Ms. Lori Houston for her uplifting and inspiring words. We would like to convey our appreciation to everyone at Animal Acres for taking such good care of the facility's rescued animals and for advocating the peaceful, loving animal-free diet. Thank you, splendid viewers, for being with us on this edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Next is Enlightening Entertainment after Noteworthy News. Please enjoy some delicious, organic, vegan food today.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW.